You're listening to the Street Smart Wealth Podcast, show number 265. And in today's show, we're going to talk about your beliefs, your self-talk, and non-resistance indirect sales, because we are continuing on that path of mindset mastery. And we'll talk about how your beliefs and all of this determine your success, because it's much, much more than just the perfect script, because what you think about comes about. Welcome to Street Smart Wealth, delivering everything awesome on how to profit in your PJs at home with the best of offline and social media marketing strategies. I'm your host, Jackie Almer, and each week I'll be sharing the solid, proven tips and training that I used to create a multi-million dollar income from home, as well as exciting interviews with other top income earners to help you be successful in your home-based direct sales and network marketing business. If you don't have the Profit in Your PJs report, grab it over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Hey, it's Jackie Almer. Welcome back to the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast. I'm so thrilled to have you here. Maybe today is your very first day listening in. Maybe you've been a longtime listener. Either way, I would love to know where you're listening in from. You can always send me a tweet at Jackie Almer. I love to know a couple things. A, where are you in the world? B, what are you doing while you're listening to the podcast? Are you doing dishes? Are the kids in the bathtub? Are you out walking? Are you at the gym? I've heard all different types of things, and it's always fun. So you can always go to facebook.com/streetsmartwealth or send me a tweet at Jackie Almer. Always fun to hear. Well, I have to tell you, I feel like I'm doing my best work ever because I'm so excited about mindset mastery. I really truly am, because I know that there's only one thing that really truly duplicates in network marketing, and that's mindset. Your belief that you can be successful. People have all different personality types, and two people with the same 100 lists of names and the same script will not have the same success. And the reason most often comes down to mindset. And I know we don't always want to believe that. We want to believe that it's the perfect script, or knowing exactly what to say, or maybe you have, you know, better friends than I do, they're more receptive, those kind of things. And I'm here to tell you, none of that is what it's about. It's all about your beliefs, your self-talk, and your mindset, and how you truly feel about your ability to be successful. Now, if you want some coaching on this, my coaching's open. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach and learn about my different programs, Direct Sales Bootcamp being one. It's a 30-day program to really whip you into shape, and you can go to directsalesbootcamp.com to learn more about that, and I highly recommend that you do. Okay, so if you listened to last week's show, you know it's been over a week now since I shipped my son off to the Marine Corps boot camp, and we're now counting down the days until October 21st. And as I shared in the show, I'm deep into mindset mastery for myself and for my direct sales team, and I thought you might want to come along for the ride. Now, it's kind of funny, I'm pre-recording this because as you listen to this, when this show goes live, I will actually be in St. Louis at my direct sales company convention, meeting up with some of my fabulous leaders, having a great time, and getting our mindset right in terms of company type things and all the exciting new product launches and everything that goes along with that. So if you follow me on Facebook, then you're going to probably see some little clips from what we're doing. Okay, so I thought it might be fun for you to play along over the next 13 weeks, starting last week, so 12 more, because I'm going to be sharing information that I've learned and succeeded with from a variety of sources. We're going to talk about the science of getting rich, think and grow rich, the strangest secret, and some others. And you can find last week's show notes at jackieelmer.com/264. And of course, the show notes for this week, jackieelmer.com/265. So we're focusing on be, do, and have over the next 13 weeks in our boot camp, basically 90 days. Be, do, and have for overall success in your network marketing business. And we're going to start the first 30 days with be. Who do you want to be or become through your business? Now remember this, to achieve it, you must first be able to see it. Last week, I started with the first sentence from The Science of Getting Rich, Chapter 1. And that first sentence says, "Whatever may be said in praise of poverty, the fact remains that it is not possible to live a really complete or successful life unless one is rich." Now, we also talked about the fact that the use of the word rich can be off-putting to some people, but rich truly is much more than money. It's everything that makes up your life. So if you're just joining the show, be sure and go back and at least listen to last week's. I know that the most important resource that my son has while he is in the Marine Corps boot camp is his mind and his mindset, because that's what's going to push him through to the end. He has one goal and one goal that he's focused on. And that one and only goal right now is to pass through the 13 weeks and pass boot camp to actually become a Marine. And what is arguably the most strenuous physical challenge he will ever endure in his life is Marine Corps boot camp. And so his mindset is critical to his success. So I figure if he can do 13 weeks of the most strenuous physical challenges he'll ever endure, as well as mindset with drill instructors yelling at him and in his face and all that kind of stuff, well, then you and I can certainly spend 13 weeks growing our own mindset for success in our business and life. Now, the first paragraph in Chapter 2 of The Science of Getting Rich, and again, you can go to the show notes, jackyelmer.com/265. You can download a copy of this. It's less, I think it's right around 50 pages. It's very short, simple read. It's not even a full 50 pages because some of them are, you know, a third of a page or less. But you can download it for free and read this book over and over again. I'm reading a chapter a day. It's 2 pages. It's less than 3 pages every single day, each chapter. And I think there are 17 pages, which I think takes it to like 51 pages in the entire book. I'm reading a chapter a day, and at the end, I start it over again. So the first paragraph in Chapter 2 says, "There is a science of getting rich, and it is an exact science, like algebra or arithmetic. There are certain laws which govern the process of acquiring riches. Once these laws are learned and obeyed by any man, he will get rich with mathematical certainty." Now, ladies, I know I said he and man, but I mean she and woman too. So this is for you and me as well. It also continues. This is the next paragraph. "The ownership of money and property comes as a result of doing things in a certain way. Those who do things in this certain way, whether on purpose or accidentally, get rich, while those who do not do things in this certain way, no matter how hard they work or how able they are, remain poor. It is a natural law that like causes always produce like effects, and therefore any man or woman who learns to do things in this certain way will infallibly get rich. That the above statement is true is shown by the following facts. Getting rich is not a matter of environment, for if it were, all the people in a certain neighborhood would become wealthy. The people of one city would all be rich, while those of other towns would all be poor, or the inhabitants of one state would roll in wealth, while those of an adjoining state would be in poverty." So it sounds kind of heavy, right? But it's true. It's a natural law. Like causes always produce like effects. Like attracts like. We've heard that over and over again. Magnets attract or repel depending on their frequency. I don't know the exact scientific part of it, but I think you know what I'm talking about. So it talks in The Science of Getting Rich about doing things in a certain way. So what is that certain way? Well, it sounds easy. Basically, just put the thought of what you want to achieve in your mind, write it down on paper even, think on it, and allow it to show up. But as you'll soon realize, or possibly already have, it's more than just thinking. It's more specifically feeling, more specifically how you feel. So last week, the assignment was to write down who and what you want to become through your business. Write it on an index card and begin to focus on it a few times each day. Now, I shared what's written on my card in last week's show, and as I said, I got pretty bold. And it's over again at jackyelmer.com/264. Remember this: I think, therefore, I am. Any piece of the puzzle that you can use that can change your I am is very, very powerful. So remember that. Your I am statement, what you say, what follows I am, is bold, and it's necessary for you to take your business to the next level, to whatever level you want it to be at. So if you did that exercise from last week, if you actually took the time and wrote down who you want to become, and you weighed in on it a few times each day, did you pay attention to how you were feeling? And was it easy? Was there resistance? Did you find your mind automatically going to the how, as in, how are you going to make this happen? So let's say you wrote down the goal to become a leader of 1,000 people on your team. And once you wrote that down and you began to recite that, did your mind automatically default to, okay, that sounds great, but how am I going to make it happen? How am I going to get it done? Because this is what happens in direct sales. We set a goal and then we get busy on the action steps that we must take to make it happen. Who's on our list? What are we going to say when we call them? Are we going to call them? Are we going to Facebook message them? Are we going to text them? How will we show them the business? What are we going to do? And what will we do when they actually join? That's all great, but let me ask you, how much time have you spent on your belief in yourself, your belief in your ability to be successful, on your true mindset around whether or not you can be successful? How much time do you spend each day thinking about your business? I want you to think about that. I want you to really be honest with yourself and think about a time amount that you spend each day thinking about your business. And write that down. Definitely write that down. Now, how much of that time is spent with a bit or maybe a lot of disbelief about whether or not you can make it happen, or a huge focus on how you're going to make it happen? Well, instead of focusing on the how do you do this in network marketing? How do you say this? How do you attract leads and so on? We want to first focus on the be. My whole business changed when I learned to enjoy the journey. And I have to tell you, at one point, I thought that was the most ridiculous thing I'd ever heard. Just relax and enjoy the journey. I just wanted to strangle anyone who would say that to me. I mean, how could I enjoy myself when I was nowhere near where I wanted to be with my goals and my finances? But once I relaxed and started paying attention to my thoughts, my self-talk, and then my actions, it made all the difference in the world. I learned that when I took time each day to pray, meditate, and do some vision work on who I wanted to become and what I wanted my life to look like, the how truly began to show up. And as I shared last week on the show, the internet dropped into my lap once I relaxed and started focusing on who I wanted to become and what I wanted my life to look like, what I wanted my business to look like. I wanted my business to be stress-free. I didn't want to be running all over town to coffee shops. I wanted to attract leads to me. All of this was part of my vision, but I had no idea how that was going to happen. And you know what? It was just within a few short weeks that the internet seminar that I went to that changed my whole life showed up. And you know what? I coach people all the time on how to do it. You can go to streetsmartwealth.com/coach. My direct sales online coach program tells exactly how I did it and how you can do it too. It shares exactly what I still do today. But as I said before, most people will never do that. And so they'll never have the success that they want. So for this week, what I really want to encourage you to do is continue with your practice on your index cards. Expand it a little. If you don't have index cards, go to the office supply store, go to a drugstore, go to Target, go anywhere where they sell school and office supplies and buy a pack of index cards. You're going to be using them. Write out your whole vision for your life, including everything from business to relationships, where you want to live, what the house is going to look like, how it's going to be furnished. Do you have a pool? Do you have a hot tub? How big is the garage? How many cars can fit in the garage? Speaking of the garage, what about the car you drive? What does it look like? How many cars do you have? What color? What's the interior like? Is it leather? Write all that down and imagine it, believe it. What type of trips do you take? And all those type things. But my quick question for you is this: will you really take the time to do this? Will you really, really do this? I hope that you will. And once you do, I want you to recite it to yourself out loud. And pay attention to the feelings that come up. If you feel resistance of any kind, note where you feel it. Is it in your heart? Is it in your head? Is it in the middle of your stomach, known as your solar plexus? That's where I typically feel things. And then when you feel resistance come up, ask yourself, why? Why do I feel resistance to this? And then just listen, pay attention to what your gut tells you. Then I want you to close your eyes and think of a really happy time in your life. I want you to see it. I want you to feel it. I want you to taste it, smell it, envision it. Envision it powerfully. Then while you're feeling that awesome feeling, I want you to focus back on this new vision that you've written out for yourself. Look at those index cards. I want you to recite that vision and again, feel it and see it in your mind with that same excited, intensive feeling that comes up for you when you think about a really happy time in your life. Use this feeling to work on letting go of the resistance and replace it with belief. It sounds easy, but I promise you it's the toughest work that you will ever do. But without any doubt in my mind whatsoever, I know that it's the most important work that you can do in your business and in your life. Look around you. Maybe you're driving. Look around at all the cars. Look at the freeways. Look at the train you're on. Are you on an airplane? Where are you? Are you at the gym? Are you walking on a road? Look all around you. Everything that you see started in the mind of a true believer. Are you listening to this on a smartphone? Look at that smartphone. Someone somewhere imagined that. Okay, someone imagined that. Alexander Graham Bell invented the first telephone, but then from there, people imagined even more after that and imagined the ability to have something portable that with satellites and all different ways to almost magically import information to you. Look at that phone that you're most likely listening to this on. That started in the mind of a true believer somewhere. Someone thought it first, believed it, and then allowed his or her mind to deliver the download on how to make it happen. And I'm here to tell you, if someone can do that with a phone, you can do that with your business. Focus first on who you want to be, paint that vision in your mind, feel the feelings of what it's going to be like. In The Science of Getting Rich, Wallace Wattles states, your number one goal is to become rich. A person's right to life means his right to have the free and unrestricted use of all the things which may be necessary to his fullest mental, spiritual, and physical unfoldment. Or in other words, his or her right to be rich. I want you to let go of limiting beliefs and any baggage from the past. They don't serve you. They never did, and they don't to this day. Focus on who you want to be. Write it down. Read it. Say it out loud. Feel it and allow it to trigger the how you're going to do this. A great way to do this is to take from the words of Bob Proctor. I'm so happy and grateful now that I am. I'm so happy and grateful now that I am. And whatever follows I am is very, very powerful. So I want you to let go of your busy work and especially your busy mind work of trying to figure out exactly the way that you're going to get the success that you want in your business. Let go of the how. Now that doesn't mean that you stop working your business. I'm not suggesting that you do that at all. But I want you to just relax a little bit. Focus more on the be. Suspend your disbelief. We're going to talk more about that in next week's show. We're going to talk about suspending disbelief, some ways to do that, and how to lower resistance. But I want you to really spend some time visualizing. Well, what's it going to be like when you achieve that goal? Are you going to be speaking on stage? Picture it. What will you be wearing? I already have the dress picked out that I'm going to wear the next time I speak on stage. I do. And I did that once before and it worked extremely well. I have it in my dream book. Speaking of a dream book, do you have a dream book or a dream board? There's power in that. Mine is probably close to 20 years old, and it's so interesting now when I look back at some of the pictures and I see many, many, many of the things that came true, and it can come true for you too. So remember this, until next time, hesitation never cashed a check. Good luck to you and your business, and I want you to get out there and visualize and feel the success that you want. If you would like even more tips and training, I have a free gift for you over at profitinyourpjsnow.com, my 25 best lead sources online, how I've sponsored nearly 2,000 people into my business all online. You'll get my nuts and bolts on exactly how I build my business online and how I've created a lifestyle business with my laptop and internet. You can also get more at my blog, JackieElmer.com, and be sure to connect with me on my Facebook page, facebook.com/streetsmartwealth, and on Twitter, @JackieElmer. And I'll see you on the next show. Have a great day.